Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. We are here again for your viewing and listening pleasure. Thank you, everybody, for all the birthday wishes. Very kind of many of you. Very nice of you to reach out and wish me a happy birthday. I do not love birthdays. My mother never liked them. The running joke in our home was that she was turning 29 again every year. She was 29 and then 29 and then 29. But she was actually a 40-year-old schizophrenic. So that was the bit. That was the joke. That was like the running bit. It's like she was, not only was she not 29, she was severely ill. But I don't love them. And the reason I don't love birthdays is because the Irish don't like to be celebrated. It's not in our nature. Arabs like it. The Jews like it. The bar mitzvahs, things like that. Let's be honest. They love it. Certain cultures are better at it. Italians like it. Like, the Irish don't necessarily love to be celebrated. So even they did a big cake for me last night and all this stuff was very nice, but I made a joke. I went, oh, this is for the ceasefire, and I blew out the candle. Because the pomp and circumstance is not, because I have the DNA of an Irish person, that is not second nature to us. So birthdays, like everybody going, happy birthday, like it's your day. It's like, number one, it's fake. It's not my day. It's not my day. I can't do anything on my birthday that if I went and I threw hot coffee in a barista's face and the cops came and I went, it's my day. Like, that doesn't work. It's actually not your day. It's not. So I did a party at the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant and, a favorite of mine, and I want to thank the owners for going all out. You know, they had an ice sculpture of me and a sword swallower and a contortionist, and I paid for it all, and I want to thank them for that, because initially I wanted an open bar and a couple of pizzas, but they said, listen, let's bang them over the head. And I think that is important. It is important to bang people over the head, by the way, because there was probably a thought process in their mind. They were like, you know, maybe, and this is my friend Dan said this, Dan Santerman, he goes, they were probably thinking like, maybe, you know, this guy's career is going well, it's on the rise, maybe one day he brings us on as a production company. And then they started laughing and he went, that's not happening. Bang him over the head. Get a sword swallower, get a fucking, a bust. I have an ice sculpture bust of myself. It was Saddam Hussein's party. Like, it was if you didn't know who I was, you probably walked in and went, this guy's a psychopath, you know? It looks like it was a dictator's birthday, for sure. And I didn't, you know. But I thanked them for doing it. It was nice of them for doing it, and I appreciate it. And everybody that came out, a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. And those things are never that fun when it's your birthday, because you're walking around talking to everyone and saying hello. And it's not that you don't want to do that. It's just that it's a lot of work to go around the room and say, oh, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. One guy said to me, he goes, when were we stop being friends? Was it 2008? And he said that. There's a guy I went to high school with. I go, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't, you know. So that's what you get. I mean, look, that's Saddam Hussein's birthday. That's literally what the Stand got for me. That's literally a photo from my party. And let's address the Elon thing now, too, because I think there's a big misunderstanding, and I like to clear it up for people, because I don't view the show as a news show. I view it as a show where I'm having fun, and then occasionally interesting things happen, and you may learn something you didn't know. But I don't view it as, I'm not here to educate you. If it happens, hey, it happens, right? People are mad at the salute that he did. Show what he did, and I'm going to go into this because people are, I think they're off base.
You know, there are elections that come and go. Some elections are you know, important, some are not. But this one really mattered. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
Yeah. So people are mad at this gesture. All this gesture means is Heil Hitler. This is all this gesture means. This is a gesture signifying your support for Hitler. Hitler was a politician in Germany in the 1940s. People had varying degrees of, you know, some people really liked what he did. A lot of people were not into it. And that's fair. And I think when we look back on history, a lot of, you know, now, you know what I mean? It's like things that happened then, like we'd never do now. And I think that's Hitler, that we run into that a little bit with Hitler, where it's like at the time, you know what I mean? It's like the word Oriental. It's a no-no now. But back then it wasn't, you know? So I think this Hitler thing is just one of those things that, you know, he's just heiling Hitler. And people seem really upset about that. I think they think that means something else. He's just saying, I like Hitler. That's not, he's not saying, like, I love everything Hitler did. Or maybe he's not saying, like, oh, Hitler was, let's go down the list of what he did. Oh, good. No, he's just saying, overall, I happen to like Adolf Hitler and find that he did. So people that are upset about, I can't help you. I just can't help you. Of course, they're what did I predict? Why am I always right? Did I not predict there was going to be a fallout with the tech people? Vivek Ramalamalam is already good thinking about run. And that's not racist when I do that. Is his name. That is his name. Ramalamalangyang Samawamia. He is now going to run for the governor of Ohio. He's at a Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency. Elon and Vivek, everybody in that MAGA world was a little sick of Vivek running the mouth. Stop running the mouth. Take the gulab jamun and put it in the mouth. That's a little fat, round little pancake that the Indians make, and they do it in a sugar syrup, and it's actually really cool. But he's out already. He's thinking about running for – the guy was in for hours. Vivek Ramalamala was in for hours. And then he started saying Americans are fat, lazy pieces of shit. Fair. But you own it. And I did a whole rant on that, and I was right. I was correct. He was basically making the argument that we needed to bring in talent from other countries because Americans weren't up to the task. The exact argument made for years by both Democrats and Republicans, the Koch brothers, the Chamber of Commerce, most billionaires in America, they too believe that Americans are not up to the task, which is why they continually ship their jobs overseas, bring in cheaper labor here. And so now Vivek is out. He's trying to run for governor of Ohio. I don't think that will work. I don't know. But he's out. I called it. The reason this isn't working, I called it, and I can even find the clips for you. There are a bunch of people in Trump's orbit who believe they are using Donald Trump, that they are going to get something out of Donald Trump. And listen, they may get something out of Donald Trump because he's the president of the United States and he has the power to give people things that they want. Grants, funding, access, the things that all presidents can give people. The mistake these people are making is that Trump does not see them coming a mile away. He does. You may love Trump. You may hate Trump. You may think he's vulgar. You may think he's a dictator. You might not like his policy. It's all whatever you want. That being said, his political instincts, you even have to admit, even if you're his enemy, you have to admit that his political instincts are, for the most part, pretty damn good. He sees these people coming a mile away, and then he keeps them around. A lot of them are fall guys. They're fall guys. You need a fall guy. When you're doing a lot of stuff, when you're moving through the world, pissing people off, going left, going right, I don't mean politically, I just mean, you know, literally making lefts, making rights, going through the town, driving around, screaming, the radio's on. You need a fall guy. You need somebody to share the burden. When people get angry at you, you have to deflect that anger because you have to keep being productive. This is the meaning of Teflon Don. Meaning like what they said about Gotti, what they say about all these guys. You have to refract the light off yourself, the heat that you're getting for whatever, and it's got to go somewhere else, you know? So all of these guys who think they're using Trump or that they're going to get one over on Trump, and they behave in these ways, and you're mystified by it. You go, why is he keeping some of these people around? My belief from watching him, you need a fall guy. He needs somebody to turn around and go, that guy's out. I mean, this is, you know, The Apprentice, you're fired. This is where he comes from. He comes from the world of reality television, the reality spectacle. The reason nobody's been able to beat him is because he understands that world better than everyone else, which is our world now. When you see Mike Tyson sitting, you know, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson is sitting on Jake Paul's shoulders at the inauguration, you realize that everything is now the internet. Everything. Everything is now the internet. Nothing has survived. The old world is in ruins. It's in ruins. It's just spires of churches. I'm not saying anything about religion. I'm just saying it's all different buildings. It looks, the old world looks completely destroyed because it is. And the old world, I mean the media, I mean the legitimacy of scientific institutions, academic institutions, the government, the media, entertainment business, the world in which we all lived for many, many years has died. And the people that cannot accept that or are confused by that, there's a lag, they don't quite get it. They're talking about the future of CNN, the future of CNN. Well, what will come of CNN? They don't get it. They're unaware. Trump understands this world, this new world that he helped create. And the people around him created, they created it with reality television, and then they created it with social media. And those are the two big cultural forces that have changed the way people behave and the way people process information. And the people that had a monopoly on information don't have one anymore. And now everybody can get into the game for better or for worse. And Trump understands all of those things. So this new world that has been created where you have Jake Paul and Mike Tyson at the inauguration, they just had a big fight and they might have another one. And the spectacle of this, Trump understands full well the value of that. So these guys that are around him, these tech guys, you know, for example, Trump's AI project with Sam Altman, where he gave Sam Altman, I believe, an investment of $500 million. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it is 500. Is it 500 billion? Mm-hmm. 500 million. Look at me. $500 billion to Sam Altman with this AI project. And then Elon Musk and Sam Altman start fighting on X because Elon feels like he's been pushed out a little bit. President Donald Trump on Tuesday talked about a joint venture investing in about in up to $500 billion for infrastructure tied to artificial intelligence by a new partnership formed by OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank. The new entity, Stargate. Wasn't that a good movie, Stargate, with Jodie Foster? Was that the movie? Look up Stargate, or was it a show? What was Stargate? Stargate, was it a show? It was a film.
Yeah.
Who was it Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a film, Stargate. What was this about? I think it's about what we're paying $500 billion for. In modern-day Egypt, Professor Daniel Jackson teams up with retired Army colonel to unlock the code of an interstellar gateway to an ancient Egypt-like world. They arrive on a planet ruled by the despotic Ra, who holds the key to the Earth traveler's safe return. Now, in order to escape from their intergalactic purgatory, Jackson and O'Neill, Musk and Altman, must convince the planet's people that Ra must be over there. But by the way, this is what they want to do. There's a reason I'm reading the description for this movie. There's a reason it's called Stargate. That's what they think's going to happen. All these tech people that are all geniuses and whatever, maybe some of them are, but that's really what they think's going to happen. It's just, some of it is science, some of it is science fiction, some of it is madness, but it doesn't matter. That's what they want to do. They're kind of bored on Earth. They're bored. And they want to go and do other cool shit. They want to have intergalactic fights. The new entity, Stargate, will start building out data centers and the electricity generation needed for the further development of fast-evolving AI in Texas, according to the White House. Now, by the way, we've all agreed that AI is terrifying. But we need to compete with China and other countries that are developing AI, because if they develop it faster than we do and they enslave their population first, you follow me here. If China enslaves their population more efficiently, then we, listen to me, if we have to buy the AI programs from China to enslave our population, instead of China buying the AI programs from us to enslave their population, do you see where we're going here? We need to be competitive with China. If they're going to have supremacy in the AI sphere, we're going to have to go to them all the time and go, we need to buy your product to enslave our population because you've done it so well. And we don't want that. The chairman of Oracle suggested that the project was also tied to digital health records. It would make it easier to treat diseases such as cancer by possibly developing a customized vaccine. It is the beginning of the human hybrid, right? The chip's going to come in. It's going to detect when you're going to have a heart attack or a stroke. It's going to tell you your medical history. It's going to tell whoever's treating you your medical history. This is going to happen. There isn't real. It's not going to happen for us, perhaps, and maybe it's not going to happen. It probably will happen in our lifetime. We'll be too old. Like, why are we wasting them on you? A few people will get them, probably. But this is coming. The push to build data centers predates Trump's presidency. Last October, the financial company Blackstone estimated the U.S. would see $1 trillion invested in data centers over 5 years, with another $1 trillion being committed internationally. Other partners in the project include Microsoft, investor MGX, and the chipmakers Arm and NVIDIA, according to separate statements by Oracle and OpenAI. So Sam Altman and Elon Musk get up their little fight that they had after Trump has committed up to $500 billion to fund this research to make America the leader, because this is what all these tech guys want. They don't. It's not about, like, you know, what happens to the country or to people. It's about, are we the leader? Are we the leader in this? No matter what this is, by the way. And they believe that we have to merge with AI unless AI will defeat us. They believe that. They believe the cat's out of the bag. It's sentient, or it's going to be sentient, and it's coming for you. And if you do not merge with it and harness the power of it, the human race is toast. This is not controversial. This is what they believe. They believe this investment that Trump is making is literally to secure the future of the human race. Otherwise, AI is going to wipe us out. This is what they've been pretty open about. Musk wrote on X, they don't actually have the money. SoftBank has well under $10 billion secured. I have that on good authority. Altman responded Wednesday to say Musk was wrong, as you surely know, and inviting Musk to visit the first site in Texas that is already under construction. This is great for the country. I realize what is great for the country isn't always optimal for your companies, but your new role, in your new role, I hope you'll mostly put America first. Altman wrote, using a U.S. flag emoji to represent America. So these guys are having like a bitch fight on X over AI. And this is the problem now with billionaires. I was on Stavros' show the other day and we were talking about it. You know, billionaires used to be quietly evil. And it was like you long for that. Having like catty fights, this undignified need to be cool, these catty fights that you have with your competitor. These people used to just kill each other. They used to try to destroy each other in business. They used to just, spread rumors and false narratives quietly. Now everything's right out in the open. Everybody's become a seventh grade girl. Everything's become a lunchroom. And everybody's kind of become a bitch. And I don't use that term in a gendered way because a lot of men that are bitches. I'm just saying everybody is becoming a catty cunt. That's what everybody is. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Everybody's fighting in front of everybody else and heiling Hitler. And it's a little dispiriting.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Now, by the way, the best thing from the inauguration was what seems to be, and I don't want to, a transgender minister, perhaps. I don't know if this is true or not. Kind of lecturing the Trump family about what's going on and so this is a bishop making a plea. This is Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy sermon challenging Trump at the inaugural service. She basically gets up there and she really gets very political. And you can see how uncomfortable everybody is in the pews. Let's watch the minister.
Let me make one final plea.
Now, this is let's stop for a minute. Immediately, as soon as this minister goes, let me make one final plea, you know where it's going. And he knows. He knows exactly where it's going. This particular minister, as soon as she goes, let me make one final plea, there is no doubt where this is going. Everybody's waiting for it. Melania, Usha Vance is waiting for it. Nobody is confused about where this is heading when this minister goes, and now I would like to make one final plea. And this minister has kind of a cool, non-binary librarian vibe. You can feel the shifting in the seats. You can feel how uncomfortable it's about to get.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people.
And let's bring one of them up right now. And they just bring one of them up. That would be great. And they go, and now we're going to, and one of them is here with us tonight. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic and Republican, and one of them is here with us right now. And then you just see, like, a child drag queen come up, and she's like, fuck you, bitch. She's like, and thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. That is Desmond. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Desi. Many of the people, now, Trump, let me make one final plea with you and your fascist pig family. You said the other day that you feel that you're being guided by the loving hand of the provincial hand of a loving God. I'd ask you to have mercy right now on the people in this country that are scared. The demisexuals, the sapiosexuals, the people that are into bondage, the people that are into blood play, the people that are into S&M, the people who go into an orgy without a safe word. I want you to take mercy on these people. I want you to take mercy on the immigrants who pick the strawberries that I put in my ass. Every now and then I will put strawberries in my ass. I come anally. I'm the minister. Many of you, many of you in this church are sitting here in this service and you're thinking about the people in this country right now who might be scared, people who are transgender, people who are non-binary, people who go by the Z-Zer pronoun, people who are gender fluid. Do you understand that? There are people right now in orgies that are illegal. They may not have the documents. They may not have the documentation. But they're in an orgy right now, and they're about to come. And they're scared. They're scared for what happens when you take office. Can you speak to those people? Can you speak to illegal immigrant transgender people in an orgy right now at my house while I am here? Because there are five illegal immigrant transgender Guatemalans in my house having sex right now. And I'm watching them on my phone. And they're very scared. They're very scared of what's about to happen. Is there any way?
People who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation.
But they are gay. They may not be citizens, but they're all in an orgy right now. In my house. They're at an orgy in the basement of my house, and they may not be citizens, and they may not pay taxes, but they're going hard, and they've been going hard for hours. They're on raw Molly, Mr. President, and they're scared. They're scared of what's about to happen to them. Is there going to be a raid? Are they going to be sweatily dragged out of my house? Their sweaty, shivering bodies coming down from Molly, covered in each other's fluids. They may not have the papers. They may not have the papers, but they're fucking Mr. President. And I want you. Tiffany Trump in the back is just, she just looks high. Let's finish this. This is very interesting.
But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples.
Wadara, what's that?
I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands.
And let them come to my house and
to find compassion and welcome here.
Let people fleeing the Ukraine have sex with me.
Our God teaches us.
It doesn't matter if they're citizens or what their gender is.
To the stranger.
They can make me come.
For we were all once strangers.
We were all once strangers until we took our clothes off and had sex with each other in my house. Nobody asks for papers when you're having sex. We were all once strangers, Mr. President. We were strangers. Strangers in the night that met up in a parking lot after we exchanged a few messages on Craigslist. That's right. I've been at this game for a long time. We were all strangers until we felt the warmth of another stranger's mouth. Have you ever felt the warmth of another stranger's mouth, Mr. President? Because when you and I have a small penis that's made out of my clitoris. Mr. President, my clitoris, I have a small penis that is made out of my clitoris. And it feels and it has a lot of nerve endings on it, and it can be used as penis, not in the traditional pornographic sense, but in the sense that I can derive pleasure from this penis. Is it the biggest penis? No. But it's a penis that I can derive pleasure from. And occasionally, when an illegal immigrant puts this clitoris penis in their mouth and sucks it until I come, I'm reminded that most people who come to this country do so because they have hopes and dreams.
May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love.
Love.
And walk humbly with each other and our God.
That's our God.
For the good of all people.
That's what I say when I come, I go, our
good of all people in this nation.
Our God.
And the world.
Well, there you go. It's, you know, one of those things that is happening in the world. It's just, you know, who knows what we're going to do? We don't know what's happening. There's 10,000 troops headed to the border. There is an emergency at the border. Trump is going to secure the border. It's what he ran on. It's how he got elected. People want troops. I don't know if people want troops at the border. They want the immigration situation to be figured out. I don't think people want a rampant wholesale deporting of grandmas. I don't think anyone wants that. But I do think that people want criminals gone. I think people want sanity. In terms of who can come into the country, we can't keep having millions and millions and millions of people come into the country without any process. That's why Trump was elected. It's not only why Trump was elected. It's the reason that every leader in Europe and the Netherlands is either getting elected or getting very close to being elected, because the mass migration of people from one area to another is the biggest issue in the world. It is not, you know, racist or xenophobic. Now, of course, there are elements of it that are racist and xenophobic, but it is primarily an issue about the integration of people into an existing economic and cultural space, which is what a country is. And that's an issue that's not only an American issue, it's all over the world. And this is why Trump won. Trump won because people felt that elite people in this country, people that were wealthy, people that made money in the stock market, people that owned assets, didn't care about the rest of them. They didn't really give a shit. And what was good for their bottom line, what was good for their investors, what was good for their company, was not necessarily good for the people of America, which is why Sam Altman is hitting Elon with the same critique, which is what's good for your companies isn't necessarily good for America. That's one of the reasons that Donald Trump got elected. Certainly the first time, and I think also this time, is because people feel that there is a uniparty in Washington. There are two sides of the same party, Democrats and Republicans, and they both represent the interest of the donor class, lobbyists, corporations, the military-industrial complex, and none of them care about the people. Now, what is Trump going to do for middle-class people? Let's see. Let's see. Let's watch. We don't know. Let's watch. There's a lot of arguments about it. Does Trump care? I don't love that that all these tech guys are around him. I've said that. I'm not the only one saying it. There's people with a lot more power than me saying it. There's people with bigger audiences than me saying it. But there are people that are listening to not only me, but to a lot of different people who are noticing this and saying it. that this may not be good. But I'm always reminded of how I started the episode. You need a fall guy. You need somebody there who might have to take a bullet. I'm worried about what's going on in the intelligence community a little bit. And I don't want to talk out of turn. But I'm worried a little bit about, I don't know. They don't want to confirm Tulsi. Here's why. Here's why that worries me. Not necessarily only about Tulsi, who I like and respect. And what I like and respect about Tulsi is I think she understands that the major threat to America, certainly since 9/11 and probably even before that, has been stateless terrorist organizations, potentially with state backing, but they are able to cause a lot more havoc. Again, California, 4 new fires. Weird. Odd. People who've lived there forever, people who've grown up there are saying this is odd, strange, weird. Is it random homeless guys doing this? Perhaps. We don't know. But what a great way to attack a place. What a great way to do a ton of devastation and damage. We don't know why any of this is happening. But Tulsi understands that it's terrorism that is more of a threat than Russia. There's a Cold War obsession with Russia. Now, the problem is if you go into the Ukraine and then you back them and you fund a war and you let Russia blows the shit out of Ukraine and then you have all the contracts to rebuild the Ukraine and you have all the access to the rare earth minerals that the Ukraine is sitting on and American multinational corporations are handling all of the reconstruction in the Ukraine, people are making a lot of fucking money. And they don't want that gravy train to end. And Tulsi Gabbard is going, but why is it in the national security interest of America to walk right up to a nuclear confrontation with Russia over a border in the north of Ukraine that we could, they're going to have the same type of deal that every war ends with, which is an exchange of territory. And a treaty, a deal. And why are we going to spend years and years propping up the Ukraine to fight Russia in the hopes that the Russian state collapses, spending billions and billions and billions of dollars? Lives are being lost on both sides, Russia and Ukraine. Is that good policy? Well, not if you're not a defense contractor. The only people benefiting from that war right now are the people that live in the 10 counties around Washington, D.C., and they're making a ton of money. Certainly not a Ukrainian mother whose husband is dead. Certainly not a Russian mother whose husband is dead. And it's certainly not anyone in the Ukraine who has a fantasy that they're going to get everything they want, because they're not. There's going to be a negotiation, and there's going to be the ending. The ending of that war is probably going to look a lot like what it could have been years ago, before everybody made all that money. But nobody doesn't want to make that money. So when Tulsi Gabbard comes in and goes, well, why are we doing this? Immediately, they're trying to get rid of her. And they're trying to say she may not even make it out of committee.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
John Ratliff was just, I believe, confirmed. He's one of them. Hegseth is defense. They're looking at him right now. He likes to booze it up, Hegseth. He likes to throw a few back, and occasionally he's thrown a woman or two in a water fountain. We don't love that. It's not ideal. But he also served the country honorably. I don't know what he did. There's, you know, Jane Mayer wrote a whole thing about him. He's one of those guys who likes to go to the convention. You ever work at a job and then everybody goes to the convention and they go, you know, this guy's going to get real fucked up. He's that guy. He's the guy at the convention who's just, he's already in the bag at dinner. You go, you're in the bag. You should go to your room. He's like, the fire we are. He's that guy. You know? And then there's problems. There's problems. But we're not hearing the R word. Reap. We're not hearing that. I don't know the details of some of what we're hearing. I think his ex-wife might have said she feared for her safety or something. I don't know. But I don't know what that even means. People have said that about me because I drive fast. What do you mean by that? I have places to go. But I'm just saying he's moving through. He's moving through. They threw out Gates. Gates is on Cameo. And then I don't know what he's doing now. I think he's got a show on... One American News Network or something. But I mean, Hegseth just likes, you know, the guy went to Iraq and he saw a lot of fucked up shit. When you send these guys over to Iraq, they see some fucked up shit. Their best friend's head gets blown off in front of them. So then they tend to get very religious. You tend to get religious when your friend's brains are all over you. It tends to motivate you in that direction. I'm telling you, you do. You start getting tats. You know what I mean? Like you start, you gotta believe something. If bullets are flying to the left and to the right and everybody's brains are all over you. Okay, who is this? Is this his ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what happened here. So he's got some tattoos people don't love. And he's very religious. But again, it's like we're going back to like, you know, the alleged pattern of abuse and misconduct by Mr. Hegseth is disturbing. This behavior would disqualify any service member from holding any leadership position in the military, much less being confirmed Secretary of Defense. Danielle describes in the affidavit allegations of volatile and threatening conduct by Hegseth that made his second wife fear for her safety. Among the allegations are that Samantha hid in a closet once from him, that she developed escape plans for use if she felt the need to get away from him that would be activated with a code word, and that she did once put escape plans in action. I gotta be honest. I'm trying to give everyone a fair hearing here. That doesn't move me. I need to see something. Did he put hands on you? Were you hit? And I'm not saying that's the only kind of abuse. I know there's emotional abuse, but like when you say like, oh, I had an escape plan to put into action. I don't know. Maybe that's genuine. Maybe you're being dramatic. So I don't know. All I know, he's an intense guy. He seems intense. He was on Fox and Friends, the morning show. right? Now he's doing this. Now, maybe he is a nut. I don't know. But I'm just saying, when somebody goes, what's the evidence? And someone goes, well, his ex-wife had an escape plan because he was a... I go, tons of people have really bad relationships. I don't know what that even means. And I need more evidence. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying there needs to be a little bit more evidence than just, hey, this guy's a nut job and we had volatile fight. There are tons of people that have volatile fights and make up and fight and make up and fight. She also says, I believe Hexes has an alcohol abuse problem and he was abusive. And this is
His first wife
said he's gonna he has alcohol issues. That's clear. He has alcohol. He likes to throw them back. He likes to throw them back a little bit, I think. I think that they had to drag him out of the hotel a few times. That seems to be a lot of where his issues stem from. He likes to hit. He likes to hit it a little bit. Ratliff, CIA. Let's see what his deal is. They just confirmed him as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. An agency that I believe is always on the up and up. Just what I think. I could be wrong. So he was confirmed. Now, by the way, the CIA, by the way, they, a lot of the people in the intelligence community are lovely intelligence community. Here we go. President-elect Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he has chosen Ratcliffe, to serve as CIA director. He kind of breezed through. The media didn't really jump on him, and he was the director of national intelligence before. Now, maybe it's because he's really great and really qualified. And maybe it's because they think he can be used somehow. I don't know. But usually when there's no fight, when they don't put up any fight to confirm somebody, there might be an ulterior motive for that. It might be because they feel like he's useful to some degree. Ooh, he's a good one. We like him. Maybe it's because he's super qualified. Maybe it's because they feel like he's going to do the bidding of people that are not elected. I don't know. A bunch of people, if you remember the Hunter Biden laptop, Russia disinformation story, where when it initially came out, I believe it was 50 members of the intelligence community, 51 members, something like that, signed a letter saying that that story about Hunter Biden's laptop was disinformation and that it was Russian disinformation and that it was a hoax. And that letter made Twitter and other places censor the laptop story. And many people, myself, other people, feel that that was election interference, that that story may have had an effect on the 2020 election. But the intelligence community, big members of the intelligence community, and this not like, can you get up who signed that letter? And we're not talking about like low-level guys at the CIA. We're not talking about the guy that sweeps the floor. We're not talking about like a part-time guy who comes in and we're not talking about somebody who's new. He doesn't know. Always new. He doesn't know. We're talking about highest level people in our intelligence community that signed this letter saying that this story was completely fake. And it's not. We're talking about really top dog people that have all... temporarily, here you go. In October 2020, a controversy emerged involving data from a laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden. On October 19, 2020, a group of 51 former senior intelligence officials who had served in four different administrations, including the Trump administration, released an open letter stating that the release of the alleged emails by the New York Post has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. 51 former intelligence officials that had served in four administrations. Here are some of these people, by the way, that have signed this letter. And you would think maybe some of them would know. James Clapper, the director of national intelligence. Michael Hayden, the director of the CIA from 2006 to 2009. Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA 2009 to 2011. John Brennan, director of the CIA 2013 to 2017. Okay? And then a bunch of other people. Again, acting director, undersecretary for defensive intelligence, deputy director for the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, acting director of the National Counterterrorism Center. All of these people signed this letter. All of these people, which makes you think, again, I don't want to sound nuts, but it makes you think that all of these people had an agenda to tank Trump. They all had that agenda. Now, for whatever reason. Now, we also have a highly questionable shooting. A guy that didn't exist with no social media profile got very, very, very close to killing the president of the United States when he was at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. We still don't really know much about that. And none of those people apparently know about it. These people are all in the dark. Everybody.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, if there's any community Trump shouldn't trust, it's the intelligence community. If there's any community he should be overly skeptical of in America, it's the intelligence community, because their job is to control presidents, to seek to control the president of the United States. There's Thomas Matthew Crooks. Not a looker. I mean, this guy's Wikipedia, by the way, it reads like... Evidence on his political views remain inconclusive. In 2021, he donated $15 to a voter turnout group with the Democratic Platform. When he reached a voting age of 18, he registered to vote in Pennsylvania as a member of the Republican Party and remained registered as a Republican until his death. So he donated $15 to the Democrats, then he became a Republican, stayed a Republican until he shot the president from a roof that was too sloped to put a sniper on, but he was fine there. They shot him. His body didn't even roll off the roof. And there we have it. So classmates characterized him as being quiet. They said he was bullied. He has a quiet demeanor, and he liked camouflage hunting outfits. We don't know anything really about his family. We haven't seen a ton of interviews. And we don't know. So if you're a imaginative person, you might feel that he was perhaps part of a, I don't want to use a C word, conspiracy. He had explosives, unexploded munitions in his car that they found, bombs, all these things. And so this guy who went and tried to kill the president of the United States and almost succeeded, okay? He purchased over 50 rounds of ammunition and a ladder before going to the rally. He flew a drone over the rally. We remember all this stuff, okay? And the Secret Service dropped the ball in a major way. Now, if I'm Trump and I'm the people around Trump, I don't believe that was a random event. I don't think it was purely random. I don't think he believes that. I don't think the people around him believe that. And I have it on decent authority that they believe that there's more to that story. At the very least, there's more to that story. So if there's one community that Trump should probably look out for, it's the people in the intelligence community who, ever since the days of like Alan Dulles, basically have a parallel command structure where they do whatever the hell they want. They don't care. They're not carrying out orders from the president. They're doing whatever they want. They're instigating attacks in other countries. They're framing people for certain things. They're trying to keep America in a constant state of war. And they're doing things domestically and internationally to serve that goal. And if the president's not for it, they don't give a shit. They don't really care. This is, you know, has been going on since the days of Alan Dulles when the OSS became the CIA. And now, of course, the CIA has grown into the DIA, the NSA. I mean, it's a whole labyrinth of agencies where unelected people are basically conducting the business of America with the black budget stuff, narco trafficking, human trafficking, whatever. However they're getting money, it's not congressionally approved. These are not above board projects that the American people are signing off on. These are not even covert projects that members of Congress are signing off on. These are unknown to anyone except a few people in the CIA projects that are being carried out. And Trump is, you know, he's basically got to really watch his back in this sense. And I don't know if the people that are around, I think some of the people that are around him know that, and I think some of them don't. And again, this isn't about whether you agree with his domestic or foreign policy. This is any president, whether it was Obama, Trump, Bush, everybody can get led astray by the intelligence community, get manipulated by the intelligence community, can be left out. There's intelligence they don't read presidents into. They don't know what's going on. So hopefully this guy that's appointed to the head of the CIA, because they just froze the security clearances of a lot of those people, almost all of them, and I believe maybe all of them. If you look up this, the security clearances of the people that signed that letter, a lot of those security clearances, yeah. Trump moves to revoke security clearances of ex-intelligence officials who signed letter on the Hunter Biden laptop. But as long as those intelligence people have somebody in the agency that's loyal to them, it doesn't really matter if they have a security clearance or not, because they can just operate from outside of that agency in the shadows using whoever is in there like a puppet. So the president has a lot of authority when it comes to security clearances. A problem the White House will run into is this: if they depart from their existing procedures, it could set up a judicial appeal for these 51 people, and it will probably be a class action suit since they're all alike or in similar circumstances. So a lot of these intelligence officials potentially could sue the president and go, we should have our security clearances back. And Trump is like, we need to temporarily yank them until we find out why this was done. The list includes prominent officials like James Clapper, the director of national intelligence under former President Obama, John Brennan, and Leon Panetta, who served as Obama's CIA director. These are some of the most powerful people in the world. Make no mistake. These are some of the most powerful people in the world, and they have just had their security clearances yanked. They don't usually take things like that lying down, but instead of fighting a high-profile public battle about their security clearances, they're probably just going to seek to put their people in positions of power in the intelligence community. Separately this week, Trump abruptly ended the U.S. Secret Service detail assigned to Bolton. John Bolton, I think I did Red Eye with him, who's been the subject of assassination plots by Iran. The CIA is doing this fun thing now called everything's Iran. So everything that is Iran, by the way, everything you're going to hear about is Iran. So just get ready for that, because that's where they want to go next. You can feel it. That's where they want to go next. They are gunning for Iran. They want to go into Iran. Israel wants to go into Iran. We want to go. It is, you can feel the inertia that moves us close to Iran. They want in. They want into Iran, and they want it bad. And so the CIA is just going to do a bunch of shit, say it's Iran, and then we're going to go to war with Iran. This is what's going to be, this is the modus operandi of how they operate. They're going to go, these Iranians are nuts. We have wanted to go into Iran since I'm a child. I've been hearing about this, by the way. We went into Iraq. Everyone's like, next is Iran. Like, I remember being in a Dunkin' Donuts on Long Island with these mouth breathers. And there was this guy in Dunkin' Donuts. He's like, the next one's going to be Iran. And he was just drinking a fucking, you know, culotta or whatever. The next one's going to be Iran. We're going to get them. And they've been trying to get Iran forever. But if I was Brennan, and if I was these guys, and I'm not, but if I was these guys, and don't kill me, if I was these guys, my goal would be to staff that agency with people who are not loyal to the president, and in fact would continue the cover-up of crimes that had been committed, and would keep running things like business as usual. Keep everything going. Keep blackmailing politicians using honeypot sex traps. Keep the drug trade going. Keep partnering with cartels. Play some games. That's what they do. It's a criminal organization. I'm not saying we don't need an intelligence community. I'm not saying we don't need information on what other countries are doing, but that's not all the intelligence community does. And everybody knows that, okay? They do a lot of things, and they do a lot of things that don't benefit the United States. They have their own agenda, and there's a lot of big money all over the world, billionaires, business owners, I mean, huge groups of, and now these people are moving around the world now more than they ever have. And let's also go into this for a minute. You know, Britain just were thinking of, they just came out with this tax plan a few months ago that people really don't like, where if you were a non-dom, like if you were non-domiciled in the UK and you were earning money in other countries, the UK says they used to say, just pay us a fee and we're not going to tax the money you own from enterprises abroad, outside of the UK. Now, Keir Starmer and the new government in there is basically saying that's not feasible. We want the money. If you're in the UK and you're earning money from outside of the UK somewhere else, we're no longer doing this deal where you just pay us a fee and we don't tax your money. There you go, Rachel Reeves. Rachel Reeves, she's now softening the non-dom tax changes. She's basically phasing them in a slower way. But what they're basically saying, and the reason that she's softening this, because they're basically saying, if you live in London, and even though if you're not a domicile there, if you're living there and you're a CEO, you're a footballer, you're a banker, whatever you're doing there, and you're making money abroad, offshore, we're taxing that now. You're no longer going to be able to just pay us a fee. Now, people might agree with that and might say that sounds great. However, an analysis from Henley & Partners found that more than 10,000 millionaires left the UK in 2024. That's 157% increase on the previous year. 10,000 millionaires left the UK in 2024. They're going to Dubai. They're going to places in the Emirates or coming to the United States of America. Okay? Some of these are centimillionaires, meaning they have more than $100 million. Some of these are billionaires. They're able to move around now more, and California is going to find this out. I know you got good weather. How's it now with the ash in your throat? It's going to be, these people are moving around. They used to not be able to move around like this.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Here's why this is important. Here's why this ties into what I'm saying. A lot of these people do not have any type of loyalty or allegiance to a specific nation. They are looking after themselves and their financial interests. They are not going to stay in Britain if they're taxed out. They are not going to stay in states like California. Some will, but a lot of them won't. How does this tie into the CIA? I'm glad you asked. All of these people, and we're not talking about a banker making $4 million a year. We're talking about centimillionaires. We're talking about billionaires, okay? Their loyalty is not to a nation. Their loyalty is not to any specific landmass. Their loyalty is not even to a government. It's to a certain operating system that allows them to compound their wealth. And in order to do that, they have to have people that represent them. And the people that represent them are not the congressmen and senators that you're electing. Some of them are, but the vast majority of people that represent those interests are in the intelligence community. Those interests are protected by people in the intelligence community, people that live in those 10 counties in D.C. that are among the wealthiest in the United States of America. Those are the people who are representing the interest, the business interests of a lot of centimillionaires and billionaires. So now that they don't have a particular alliance per se, to a country. Everybody's moving around. People are mobile. They're working remote. You have a big, big problem on your hands. If you're trying to run a country, you have a big problem on your hand because you have a group of people that don't care about the law. They don't respect the law. They are oligarchs, and some of them are in the tech community, and some of them live in America. And some of them think they're going to get a lot out of this administration. Some of them may and some of them may not. But this is a group of people that are doing business. They are doing business, illicit business, black budget, with intelligence communities all over the world. And that business is billions and trillions of dollars. There is a huge underground economy that a lot of these guys are operating in. Weapons, drugs, people, laundering. And that underground economy and the overground economy commingle. And a lot of the commingling is happening with the intelligence community's blessing. And that's why it becomes so important for the Trump administration to really understand who these people are, what their capabilities are, what their powers are, because I think a lot of them miss it. A lot of them miss it, you know? I read a story about a woman in the UK who was eaten by her pugs, 34 years old. It's never nice when a friendly dog does that. If it's a cane corso or something, you kind of... But a friendly dog eaten by her pugs, it's not good. Like a friendly... Yeah, woman's body found half eaten by pugs. That's what the real Frozen is, isn't it? The real Frozen's not Elsa and the song, Let It Go, Let It Go. The real Frozen is this. The real Frozen is you're 34 years old. You die in your apartment and you're eaten by your pugs. That's what a real Disney film is. It's not Let It Go. It's not Elsa. She's from Romania. Very sad. We you know, it's very sad. It was a shocking scene. She was half eaten by her pugs. You know, something's up. Something's up. What do I know? My beautiful sister is no longer among us. My deepest condolences to you. I'm in shock. What happened to her? Please let me know if I can help with anything. Condolences. This is very sad. They were hungry, the pugs. Look at them. Look at them. Do a close-up on those two. Vicious killers. Vicious monsters. God. That's that. If you think about it like that, the intelligence community is the pugs. And that woman is our country. Dying in an apartment and no one cares. She dressed that pug up in that stylish jacket and then it ate her. Do you see? Close up on the pug's face. You can almost tell it's a problem. You can almost tell this pug is a little bit of a problem. This is why I know people with snakes and everything. It's just not the move. They're going to eat you. They're going to kill you. Stop inviting animals into your home. Stop inviting animals into your home. Dogs are fine. Cats are fine. But just don't expect any loyalty from them. If you die, they will eat you. They ate this woman. These pugs, who she dressed up in little jackets, ate her. It's terrible. TimDillonComedy.com if you want to come see us live. Interesting stuff. We're going to really see right now how this tech war is taking shape. Trump came out recently, goes, Elon's not getting a seat in the West Wing. He's not going to have a desk. Vivek is out. Vivek Ramalama is out at Doge, and he's now running for the governor of Ohio. Sam Altman and Elon openly fighting over Trump's investment in AI. How does this all play out? I put the money on Trump. I do. I've just observed him for too long. I've seen him for too long. He usually doesn't lose. He doesn't lose. And these guys, these nerds, they don't know how to regulate their emotions, and they're like all over the place. So you could see them coming a mile away. You can see, you know, the minute Vivek just, the minute this guy's asked one question, he can't even do it. He comes out, he's like, how about maybe a little less jock, a more screech, more Urkel. That's what America's about, Urkel. Like, the guy had one chance, and the guy fucked it up. The one who surprised me is Vance, because he has a tech background, but he rose to the occasion, and the guy ended up being a real asset to the ticket. But Vivek was kind of a mess. That guy was a mess. And he's out already. My bet is that Elon is next. My bet is that Elon is next. You need a fall guy. I think he's going to be the fall guy. Let's watch one more time. Let's see this one more time. And again, don't misunderstand. It's all he's saying is Heil Hitler. It's not a huge deal.
Come and go. Some elections are, you know, important. Some are not. But this one, this one really mattered. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and out of the back to no one. Yes, and you see Giles tonight.
My heart goes out to you.
If you're worth that kind of money, you should be seen twice a year. Do you know how cool he would be if he was mysterious and he just showed up like twice a year? You know? Familiarity breeds contempt. If this guy just emerged twice a year from like a rocket ship, from a spaceship, it landed and he just came out. But I mean, it's like dad jokes and Sieg Heiling. If I wanted dad jokes and Sieg Heiling, I'd hang out with my family. I've got uncles that can do this. I've got uncles that can laugh awkwardly, make dad jokes, and Sieg Heil. This is nothing that, if you have Irish uncles, they can Sieg Heil. They can certainly Sieg Heil. I don't need a $300 million genius to build a rocket. I can go to see my uncles, and they will make dumb jokes and Heil Hitler. Okay? All right? I'm telling you right now. And they could be bitchy and cunty, too. We hope everyone has a nice, we hope you enjoyed your, it's freezing everywhere. Very cold everywhere, and a lot of people are going to be, but the place that is not cold is L.A. With four new fires, it never ends. It'll never end. L.A. is just on fire, and no one cares. And it's so funny because it's not a sympathetic place and it just burns and no one cares about it at all. And so there's more fires all the time. And now it's just going to get to a point where the whole county is engulfed in flames and it's just, it will barely make the news. The next fires will barely be in the news. They'll be like, and Los Angeles is done. We're getting word that the few remaining survivors in Los Angeles have taken their own lives. That is going to be, that's how apocalyptic the news will be getting soon about Los Angeles. Many of the survivors of the Los Angeles fires have actually died of smoke inhalation poisoning and have been eaten by their dogs. People in Los Angeles are being eaten by their pugs, their burnt little pugs. Can you imagine that? You just feel your pugs eating you. That's how it should end for many of the people in Los Angeles. All those people who did the writer's strike, they should be eaten by their own pugs. Their little burnt pugs. Just an army of burnt little pugs ripping the skin off their bones, off their worthless bones as they lay there on the floor of their smoked out little shack. And I say that respectfully.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.